Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays on this lovely, lovely Friday here in the San Francisco Bay. Dan, the Produce Man, here with you, and today's Fresh from the Field Fridays is brought to you by the Produce Industry Podcast and sponsored by Buck, Naked Onions, Equifruit, the only banana you should buy, Sunrays, Snack with Impact. Yes, folks, like I said, it's a lovely day here in the San Francisco Bay, and all kinds of goodies are just getting ready. It's like the gate at the horse races or the bullfights. It's just the floodgates. Everything's getting ready to explode in the produce world with all kinds of goodies. And today, to talk about those goodies with me is Ross, the Produce Boss Nelson. Ross, thanks for joining me again here on Fresh from the Field Fridays.
I appreciate it, Dan. I always like the invite, and we've had some really good conversations, and I always look forward to having really good conversations with you.
Likewise. So, Ross, here we are, mid-April.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, you know, I know you feel it. I feel it. Produce people in the produce industry feel it. It's this energy, this excitement of what's ready to come up.
Yeah, it's the changing of vegetables to fruit. You know, working in retail and starting my career there, it's always the fun time of year you look forward to being able to flip your department, really focus on, you know, some of those fruit items that are such impulse buys. You know, that as you, people are shopping with their eyes, you get to kind of change your department around, you know, get some more excitement going with everything that's just about to come into season here. It's a really fun time that we're about to have.
Where are you located, Ross, right now?
So I'm in the Midwest, actually in the heart of Indianapolis, and we have a new celebrity now in town with Caitlin Clark joining us from Iowa on the Indiana Fever. So I've been told we should be seeing more people in town attending some WNBA games.
Ah, great. That's good for business.
It is, especially for our businesses that are here and the restaurant industry, the food service segments. Anytime you can get some added value out of... I recently heard that the women's NCAA championship had more viewers than the men's.
And it's probably a lot of men watching it too.
It is, but the women definitely did an excitement this year. I think it's really impressive what some of those ladies have kind of done, you know, for that sport and everything that they're doing to just get it going more. Just like, you know, what women are also doing for our industry and how, you know, they're changing things and, you know, getting some more creative and all the different things of what's happening in the produce world.
Sure, that's true, because I remember starting out in this business, it was definitely a man's industry, and now it's everyone's industry, and that's a really good thing. And of course, here in this area where I live, here in the San Francisco Bay Area, we have a lot of women in produce, and it's also really exciting because not only are we going to get stone fruit here so soon, we also hit transition time. So in this area, for me, my many years as a buyer, I always liked this because everything was transitioning from the desert and from Yuma and from Coachella to the local areas, Salinas and Watsonville and Monterey County. And there's double excitement there. So there's a lot of things coming in, and it's going to start with cherries.
Yep. I've already seen, I think, some information on plums out there, but I know you brought up cherries and some of the early reports. There are some reports of a little bit of damages to the early Tioga's, but nothing has really been confirmed as a percentage yet. I'm hearing even that some Tioga's could be harvested this weekend, early next week, and then the Coral and the Brooks will be the end of the month.
Starting down in the southern end of the valley with those varieties, and of course, these early varieties are always good. Sometimes, actually a lot of times, some of the cherries are harvested early with some white in the color still. But that's okay. It's a change of season. It's a change from storage apples and pears and all the citrus, which is all wonderful fruit, but now the cherries come, then the apricots and the apriums and the pluots, and then, of course, our peaches and nectarines, and that by that time we're fully blown into it. But right now, the early berries, you know, the artichokes and asparagus.
Yeah, there's a lot coming on. I mean, in your neck of the woods, there's a lot of local per se for you, because it's, you know, within 200 miles or so. I mean, how, especially on the veg front.
Oh, yeah. Some of it's even an hour away, again, for all the produce companies and stores around the area. But you also pull from this area because you represent several produce companies.
We do. We are a big group of family of companies. And, you know, we have food service, we have retail, we have some processing. So Fresh Edge has a lot going on. We have a lot to offer. We're very customer focused and customer centric. So, you know, we don't have one program for a customer. We have many programs for the many customers. And so that's really what we truly cherish in being able to do is be customer centric and do the things that maybe some other people may not do or maybe don't do as well that we can perform on.
Yeah, one of the things that some of your companies do, or maybe all of them, I'm not quite sure, produce companies do, and I wish more produce companies would see this as a value, is you have teams of folks that go out to the stores and they help do resets and they consult in the departments as a service. As a supplier, you provide this service to your clients, to where you help out in the produce department, schematics and seasonal changes. And tell us exactly what those folks do.
Those men and women, and that's vastly represented in our retail business, which would be Indie Fruit and Vineline. But we have people, you know, from Michigan down into Tennessee and all over. And they do exactly what you talked about, Dan. They help fill the truck. They help order the truck. We even go as far as help cover vacations, do resets, whether that's a reset during the day, a reset overnight, help introduce new programs, introduce new products, the seasonal resets, which are key for the produce department. If you're not doing a seasonal reset at least twice a year, then you definitely are not tailoring to your customers and getting them engaged. It's important to get that department reset, you know, get the proper items and flow going for the seasonality, what customers are going to be looking for in their carts. That's key. And part of that is getting things clean. As we all know, that produce is dying from the day it starts, you know, it's harvested. And so it's important to keep those clean so that you're not taking away from any shelf life that would be deteriorating due to that. So we have boots on the ground doing anything and everything for our customers. Whatever they need, we're there.
And that's a heck of a service. You know, when I had my store, my main right-hand person in the store was a dear friend of mine for many years, and she would tell me, "Dan, you are a blind man's nightmare," because I was constantly moving the department around, well, the store, the more than just quarterly. I just different things would come in season, and we would always move things around. And what you get from people is, "Oh, wow, I didn't know that was here. I must have been walking by this all along." And you get more sales that way, which generates your profits and helps with your shrink and keeps costs down. And it excites the customer. Like you said, you engage them. And so if you just keep things in the same place all the time, untouched, you're just going to have a mediocre department.
Well, people are creatures of habit. So when you make them change their habit is when they see what's new, or to your point, "Wow, I didn't even realize you had that lion's mane mushroom." It's because, you know, now you've moved mushrooms, or you maybe even didn't move them from that 8-foot case. You just rearrange the set and you put things in different spots. And so it makes people look. And the produce department is just one of those departments that people shop with their eyes. I mean, they're looking at the colors, they're looking at the quality, they're looking at everything. It's always unique to see, and most retailers because bananas are such a big draw for the produce department, how they are typically towards the latter part of the department, so that it forces people to do more shopping through the department to get to the bananas.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. That's what you want them to do. You want them to see everything. And in the departments, you want to have people that are knowledgeable, that can help the customer with their needs. Some customers just don't know. I mean, I had customers come in and literally say these words to me, "Dan, what am I having for dinner tonight?" And they would leave very, very happy. So there's a lot that goes into it. And you and I have had this discussion before, stores that aren't engaging this way are definitely missing out.
Yeah, and prior to the pandemic, you know, I worked for an operator, and we always encouraged our employees to engage, sample, interact with, you know, with a customer. If they were within, you know, a few feet, you wanted to make sure you said hi, you had, you know, talk to them, because people will move about. You make the eye contact, you have the conversation. Some people find that uncomfortable, but in more instances than not, they find it warming. They find it welcoming into the store, you know, where they're like, wow, this place is different shopping experience than your typical one. It's whatever you can do to really keep the customer engaged. You know, now you see more of these QR codes, you see more of the interactive displays, but it's always fun to utilize the color, to utilize cross merchandising to drive those sales.
Absolutely. You can tell the customers that don't want to be bothered, and you'll have some like that. You never know what's going on in somebody's life or what kind of day they've had, and if they don't want it, then you know, use your judgment. But for most folks, produce is a happy thing. Fruit is a happy thing. Think about it. You know, every time, being the produce guy, you know, every family event or friends getting together, whatever it is, when you bring a nice basket of fruit or a box of fruit, whatever, is just different varieties of things that you know are really, really good, it always gets, you know, overwhelmingly positive. I think it beats the bottle of wine myself.
It is, and it's unique. You know, it's finding those, you know, being in produce, it's finding those unique items that people typically don't maybe take a look at or a second look at, and putting it in a form or incorporating in a way that they'll give it a try. You know, I was recently at Viva Fresh, and the keynote speaker really talked about the perimeter of the stores. And you think about more of the shopping experience these days, it's happening more on the perimeter. And that's where really the healthy choices are. You know, the health benefits of everything, I think, with, you know, the different generations coming up, perimeter of the store is becoming more and more important in where people are choosing to do their shopping experience. You know, you can find the center of the store at most places, online, whatever that may be, but the perimeter of the store is just so key. And what is always the first perimeter department? Produce. So produce typically sets the tone and is what is going to set that experience off for those shoppers.
That's right. And not just are you experiencing all that beautiful, good, tasty fruit and vegetable, but you're also, when you walk in the door, you're being hit by antioxidants and flavonoids and anthocyanins and all these other great health benefits that are sitting right there in front of you, just waiting for you. Okay, we're going to discuss some of the really cool items that Ross came across at some of the recent trade shows. When we get back from this break, don't go away.
In the morning, I always pour a cup of coffee and grab a banana. Before Equifruit, I never thought twice about how my banana was farmed. And now that I'm a banana badass, I care about fair trade, which ensures fair pay, gender equity, and safe working conditions. This is why Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude,
That's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunrays. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package packed so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunrays grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.
Back, Russ, the produce boss Nelson is here with me.
Thank you, Dan.
Oh, it's a pleasure, a real pleasure, and it's always good to have Ross here because Ross is active every day. But Ross represents so many produce companies, and you're centrally located too, so you can pull stuff from back east, up north, down south, and out from west here. So it's kind of a great place to be.
I'm in the heart, and we have companies from, you know, Chicago, Michigan, down into Florida, over into Pittsburgh, and as west as Omaha and Arkansas at this point. So we've got a pretty nice footprint and represent a pretty diverse geographic area.
Well, we're waiting for you to come to California.
You may be waiting a while.
Well, this is the edge. You're the fresh edge, and the edge of the continent is right here in California. So
I may not be out there with a company, but I'll be out there to visit growers and shippers and see what's in the heart of they do. I love being able to see, you know, the soil, see what the companies are doing to, you know, continue on their legacy and or the company's legacy and what efforts they're making for sustainability and for the future of the industry on that side of things.
And speaking of that, Stone Fruit, it's our big upcoming season. We love it. You love it.
It is.
And we've had some bit of a shakeup here in the Stone Fruit world in California with Prima. And so the only news that I've had is that it's being broken up into pieces. And I don't even know how true that is, but that is what I heard from a specific grower packer.
Yeah, I've talked to a number of grower shippers over the last few months, kind of asking more about this. And many of them have received, you know, have purchased some acreage. It's all at different levels. You know, some have obtained more acreage than others. So it'll be very interesting to see how this kind of plays out and what exactly goes into the portfolios, whether they're getting a blend of their acreage, or if they're getting specific, such as white peaches, or the like, what varieties or plums or nectarines that they're getting. So I think, you know, Prima was such a well-known brand. It's really going to be interesting to see how these companies market the acreage that was formerly Prima, but is now their own.
It's up in the air, but the fruit is there. The trees are producing.
It is.
It's there every year. So we'll see how this plays out.
Yeah, I think this year more than others, I'm going to be trying different labels throughout the season that I find in grocery stores to kind of say, okay, who's now a label that has the flavor and attributes that I want to be looking out for? Because, you know, that's what Prima had done in many instances, was built that brand and that following. So that brand was just well known within the stores and, you know, by consumers. They would look for Prima. They had built that following. So now with the changes in that landscape, growers and shippers are going to have more of a level playing field. It's going to be more of a new year. I would say a lot of these growers and shippers are going to really have to try to do some different market strategies. And where is that market share going to go? Like who's going to, how's it going to be divvied up is going to be interesting to see as the season plays out.
Sure. I mean, it's a disparaging thing for Prima, but it's opportunities for a lot of others.
So what they say is one door closes, another one opens, right? And that's what's happening for the stone fruit industry.
Yeah, that's true. Like the old Grateful Dead song, St. Stephen, one man gathers what another man spills. So at the trade show, you had mentioned that you tried a new mango.
Yeah, didn't get to try it, but I did was pointed out to me by Pamela from Blue Book, the pink elephant mangoes from Melissa's. So I got to get with my friend Jody over at Melissa's, give him a little shout out. Maybe he can send me a couple to try, and or I'll be out that way for West Coast Expo in late May. So hopefully then maybe they're still around. I can try them. One thing that Patrick and I did see at Central Market in Houston was a pineapple from Ghana. And so although we didn't buy it at $20, that's one thing. That's one thing that's on our list to maybe explore one of these days.
$10 each, huh?
$20 for the pineapple. So $20 for one.
Right. So $10 you and Patrick
for a slice.
Go in on it. Yeah, you go in on it with someone.
It's not that we didn't buy it because of that, but we didn't have a knife or a way to cut it up. So we kind of like, how are we going to do this? And we kind of looked at each other after holding the box for a few minutes and said, you know what? Maybe this isn't the right choice. So we decided to pick up a few other things and give them a whirl. But at the show, I mean, there was some compostable packaging, and there were some other things that Pamela highlighted that she did see. I did stop by the Malio booth, and they've got some new tech on some of their processed items that will hopefully add to shelf life. And then they also had these boba blends. So it's kind of interesting to see how the boba explosion is now transpiring over into the produce industry and the juice category.
Yeah, because, you know, here in my town, there is a boba tea place on every block downtown.
When I'm out and about, my daughter is always asking for that. So it's definitely influential with that generation. And so glad to see some new tech and some different things to come to the industry and see what happens from it. We'll see what happens.
Oh, there's a lot of tech in the industry, you know, on the farming side especially. You and I were together at one farm where he's showing us a laser weeder that was the size of two giant fire engines and drones that drop the beneficial insects, all kinds of things that are going on. So it's not just, you know, Farmer Fred and Farmer Martha out there with the straw in their mouth and the overalls. That's and the butterflies and the birds buzzing around. That's a great image, and it's a beautiful image. But tech is in the agriculture industry and on the other end in the retail industry as well. So
AI is coming into it. We're going to see it more and more.
Okay, imagine that, folks, biting into an AI apple. Holy smoke. We'll see.
I don't know if we'll go that far, but you know, there'll be some AI involved in whether it's helping with recipes or whatever it may be. I think there's gonna definitely be some AI play out in some parts of it.
Well, Ross, the produce boss, where can people find you? You have a website, right?
I do, rosstheproduceboss.com. But I'm a lot on LinkedIn, so look for me on LinkedIn, Ross Nelson, the produce boss, and try to post, be interactive, support the industry from seed to table. You know, being on the retail side for many years, working in the grocery stores, it's fun. Seeing the fresh, healthy fruits and vegetables every day, it's exciting. And to your point, Dan, really excited for the summer season going in. Stone fruit, cherries, it's just... love it. Looking forward to it.
You know, one of the sweetest memories that I have is opening the doors to get into my store very early in the morning before I would drive down to the produce markets. So you're talking 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And turning that key and walking in, and the aroma in there between the stone fruit and the field ripe melons was just, there's nothing like it. I wish I could bottle it and sell it, I'll tell you. So, yes, we're excited, and we'll be talking more about them the different varieties as they come up, and we'll have Ross back again soon.
One of my memories is getting sweet corn in the afternoon that a farmer picked that morning and being able to sell it to a customer that night. And it was so good, you didn't even have to cook it. You could just chuck it back and take a bite, and it was just sweet and juicy.
Yep, that's it. Being able to tell the customer this morning this corn was still on the stalk. Yesterday this peach was still on the tree. I mean, that's just, you know, you can't beat that. It's a rush. Fantastic.
It takes a lot of work, but the retailers that can do that, there's definitely some advantages for it.
Oh, yeah. And it gives you the best of season experience, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Ross, the produce boss, thank you for joining me here today on Fresh from the Field Fridays.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
It's a pleasure. All right, folks, be sure to catch the Produce Industry Podcast every Monday with Patrick Kelly, as well as the Produce Industry Show on YouTube and the Produce Industry app. You gotta have that. Download that now on your smartphone, on your watch, on your tablet, or wherever else you can download an app to. And be sure to check out the History of Produce series with John Papp, the Global Fresh series with Juanita Gallio, and check out my YouTube and Rumble channels called Dan the Produce Man. And all my social media can be found at DanTheProduceMan.com. Yes, I know my website needs an overhaul and an update, and we're working on that as we speak. All right, folks, till next week, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.